We'll bake a cake and light some candles because we have a celebration to have. In fact, you can light 3 candles because joining me today, it is Terry Ross. He is the host of The Glory of the Mass. And for 3 years now, Terry has been bringing to you beautiful sacred music as part of our liturgy. Glory of the Mass has been a part of Mater Dei Radio's lineup for 3 years. And Terry is joining us today to talk a little bit about what he's got planned for the month of September and the special anniversary Mass. Good morning, Terry. Thanks so much for joining me once again today.
Good morning to you, and I'm very happy to be here, as always.
Well, Terry, in 3 years of producing this show now for Mater Dei Radio, what have you learned and most appreciated about all of the music that you've been putting together week after week on Glory of the Mass?
Well, it's enabled me to do some research into this music, because I don't like to repeat things unless I have to. So the Mass Ordinary, that is the Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei, there are many of those out there, hundreds of them. And I try not to repeat them very much. And I've repeated a couple, and there are many, many beautiful sacred motets too. And I'm just learning more and more about the literature of the period and the personages in it. Some of the lesser known ones that I hadn't heard of before or known very much about. So it's been a real learning experience for me too.
Well, I can absolutely attest to the time that Terry, you and I have had an opportunity to talk on the Morning Blend about your show and what's coming up. I've learned quite a bit, and it is because of your appreciation and your ear in the things that you hear and know about these musical pieces and these conductors or writers of this. You really share a beautiful knowledge of that that helps people like me who don't really have a lot of exposure to sacred liturgical music from the Renaissance, which is what you focus on. Now, in years ago, how did that kind of idea develop that you said, you know, I have this idea, I have this experience, and I think it might be a good fit for Mater Dei Radio? Kind of remind our listeners how your show began.
Well, I was reading in the Catholic Sentinel about the fact that the radio station had got a new studio, brand new studio up in the West Hills. Before, I guess, you used to broadcast from University of Portland.
That's right.
Is that right? Yes. And I thought, you know, this is maybe it's time for me to pitch an idea to them about having sacred music, choral music, as a regular program there. So I looked online at the board of directors of Mater Dei Radio, and I saw on there a priest that I knew from Holy Rosary, because I sing there at Holy Rosary, have sung there a lot. And so I called this priest up, or actually I took him aside one Sunday and asked him about this. And he said, you know, I think they might really like this. I'm going to send an email to the director of the station, Patrick. And he did. And then I gave Patrick a call and he said, come on in, I want to talk to you. And I proposed this idea. And he said, that sounds just like something we've been looking for a long time, to have some really good music on this radio station. So there it is. That's how it happened.
Well, it's been wonderful to have your show as part of Mater Dei Radio. It airs every weekend, but our listeners can also listen to a podcast of every episode, also find a playlist and all of your past shows on our webpage. Now, your podcasts, they get downloaded by people, Terry, and I pulled this information up just so you know, because mostly people in the United States are downloading The Glory of the Mass. But did you know that there's people in Mexico, in the Philippines, in Canada, Italy, and Japan?
Wow.
There are people who have listened to your show around the world.
You mean I'm an international star?
You are most definitely a star here locally and around the world. But that's the impact that is wonderful about not just Mater Dei Radio, but our ability to produce shows. It reaches a wide range of people, and beautiful sacred liturgical music, that's for everybody to enjoy. And I think that's what is kind of special about The Glory of the Mass. Classical music is for the whole world, don't you think?
Yes, there's a classical, usually most reasonable sized cities have a classical music station like we do here in Portland. And none of the other stations play classical music ever. It used to be different. You used to hear a little bit of everything on a lot of different stations. And It's beautiful music.
It most definitely is. It is music that is inspiring. And that's what's so important, is that music should be inspiring. And most definitely, our liturgical music does that. Terry Rost is the host of The Glory of the Mass, and he's joining me today, well, because we are celebrating a 3-year anniversary with him. Well, Terry, this is the 23rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. It's the first weekend of your show for the month of September, and you've planned a very special month. Tell us a little bit about it before we preview a song from this week's episode.
Yes, well, during the month of September, I thought I would use ordinary masses, that is the Kyrie, Gloria, etc., by one composer, different ones each week. And that composer is Heinrich Isaac. Isaac is a Flemish composer of the Middle Renaissance, that is, he died early in the 16th century. He's a very prolific composer. He wrote in many languages. And we have 23 mass compositions by him that have survived. So that's a lot. He also wrote 450 motets for the proper of the mass, that is, the introits and the alleluias and the graduals. It's a very prolific and influential composer. And so I thought I'd feature him all through the month of September.
Oh, excellent. Well, that is part of the glory of the mass. This is episode number 157. It is the 3-year anniversary. Terry, tell us about the song that we are going to listen to and the choir, if you know anything about who is performing it.
Yes, we're going to hear a gradual, Domine Refugium, in other words, Lord, take me under your protection, by Alessandro Scarlatti, who is a Baroque composer in Naples. In fact, he basically invented what they call Neapolitan opera.
Oh.
But he also, during his lifetime, he did write one little collection of sacred motets. And they're all really wonderful. I've gotten around to playing several of them on the Glory of the Mass, and we'll probably hear the rest of them eventually. The people performing it are a group called the Heinrich Schütz Choir. Heinrich Schütz was a great composer of the early Renaissance from Germany, and That's the choir's named in his honor. And so we're hearing a little bit of Domine Refugium by Alessandro Scarlatti. It starts out with a bang.
It certainly does.
They're imploring God. Domine.
Well, let's talk about this right after we listen. Well, boy, Terry, you're not kidding when you say they start off with quite a bang. There is no buildup at all. They start off at the top of this mountain and they just keep it going. What is that called if there's not kind of a buildup to that, where they start off just bold that way?
I don't know if there's anything that's called. It's called starting out bold, I think.
I think so.
The singers, by the way, the Heinrich Schütz Choir, are from London.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, excellent. And then remind our listeners again, what are they saying in this song? Domine Refugium.
Yes. They're saying,
I almost want to say, God, my refuge, perhaps?
That's pretty much it. O Lord, you have been a refuge from age to age.
Oh, beautiful. And then in what part of the Mass would this song have been played for?
That's the gradual, the part that is sung after the first reading.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely love it. And of course, more to learn always on The Glory of the Mass. Well, another great episode and another great day to talk with you, Terry. Thank you so much for your time today. And congratulations on 3 years of bringing forward beautiful sacred liturgical music.
Thank you very much.
And again, that is Terry Rost. Now, if you head over to our webpage, materdeiradio.com, you can find the full playlist not only of this week's episode, but all of Terry's past shows. And of course, you can listen to that wonderful podcast, that internationally heard podcast, on our Hail Mary Media app.